A Jewish Journal article. Soroka Friends present women-led webinar on resilience, reinvention and self-growth. Soroka Medical Center is not only known for being the only major medical center in the Be'er Sheva region of Israel. It is also home to the busiest women's health facilities in the country, overseeing more than 18,000 births and examining over 20,000 women for breast cancer annually at its Marjorie Price Inn Breast Health Center. When the pandemic hit, it became the first institution in Israel to open a COVID-19 care unit, and American Friends of Soroka Medical Centers, AFSMC, got to work abroad hosting Zoom sessions to support the medical center's mission. The most recent of those events, Resilience, Reinvention and Self-Growth, featured the stories of three women, Raina Marder-Genton, an attorney and author of Both Are True, Shimer Nicole Haskins, Mrs. New Jersey America and founder of Girl Yes and Lori Banov Kaufman, an entrepreneur and author of Rebel Daughter. In the age of COVID-19, we quickly pivoted to the new reality and worked hard to create meaningful interactions among friends of Soroka, leveraging on new ways to stay connected through virtual and hybrid events, said AFSMC Executive Director Rachel Heisler. Our dynamic panelists spoke about their own uplifting stories of resilience, growth and gratitude, inspiring our audience in their own journeys, and building a sense of community and togetherness. Each of the speakers explained their roles, along with their professional accomplishments, and how they managed to do so much on a day-to-day basis. Haskins talked about her organization Girl Yes, a mentorship program that teaches girls about everything from branding to beauty and business, and how she stays motivated for her hundreds of thousands of followers. When you have people who are holding you accountable, who say, "Shimer, you said you were going to post today," or, "Shimer, you said you were going to talk about this today," it puts a little more pep in your step. Then you know that people are waiting on you, and relying on you. When discussing what they are proud of, Kaufman brought up her personal life. "I'm trying to think of something that really makes me proud, and I'm thinking of professional highlights or getting my book published, but I still think it's my kids and my family life," she said. "I just keep going back to that. It's what I care the most about." Heisler said she related to the speaker's stories of reinvention and self-growth because before she was executive director, she was a banker and entrepreneur. "I welcomed the opportunity to develop and lead this wonderful organization, while embracing the unknown and knowing that I had so much to learn and significant goals," she said. "It is empowering to realize that we can develop new skill sets at any age and recognize that having a strong sense of purpose in our personal and professional lives is so vital." Resilience, Reinvention and Self-Growth was just one of the webinars that Soroka Friends have presented. The first webinar series, Ask the Experts, featured medical experts talking about topics like COVID-19, vaccines, mental health and coping and resilience in an uncertain time. Along with holding webinars, this past summer, Soroka Medical Center put up artist Mark Bennett's The History of the Star of David, a colorful public art installation that greets visitors and reflects on the meaning of the Megan David throughout history. To view the webinar and learn more about Soroka Friends, people can visit the organization's YouTube channel. In the meantime, Heisler is confident that viewers will watch Resilience, Reinvention and Self-Growth and feel inspired. She said, "In an ever-changing world where self-growth and resilience are necessary tools in one's toolbox, we hope participants viewed this webinar as an opportunity to share their stories, learn from others and get inspired to fulfill their goals."